Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Penny, do you want any more toast?
No, I'm done, thanks.
What about coffee?
No, I'm fine. What do you think about going to Gunwharf Quay sometime?
Yes, why not? I've never been, so yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
So, shall we go next weekend? We can do some shopping and then have some lunch over there.
Sounds great. I'll treat you to lunch, as you did it last time.
Okay. Something I was going to ask you. I hope you don't mind, but could you park your car a tiny bit more over? Because I find it difficult to get in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you should have said. Of course I will. I just didn't think. Sorry.
It's okay.
So, can I ask you something?
Yes, and I think I know what it's going to be.
Did you get the assistant manager job?
No, I didn't. Mike got it. I am honestly okay about it, though. I knew he'd get it, and I think he'll be good at the job. So, there you go. At least I tried.
Yes, that's true. It wasn't meant to be, was it?
No, not this time. But you never know what will happen in the future.
Yeah, suppose. Oh well, better luck next time.
And how's work with you? How's Kathy? You said she'd been quite poorly.
Oh, she has. She kept being sick. I mean, really bad. She actually had to go to A&E at one point because she was so ill.
No! Gosh, that's dreadful. But you say she's okay now.
Yeah, she's fine. In fact, we both went to Stones last week.
Did you? And did you see Tony?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what went wrong?
Well, to start with, he was very friendly when he was taking our order. But then a group of women came in, and from then he didn't come near our table. All the time he was fussing around that lot.
Oh dear. Well, it was probably his family.
Yes, it might have been. But I didn't have a chance to charm him and win him over.
How do you think you'll win him over?
My charm, of course. It was all going so well until they walked in.
Sarah, you must be more patient. You can't woo someone when you've only just met them a couple of times.
Yes, you can. Some people fall in love at first sight.
Well, yes, I suppose it can happen. But somehow I don't think that will happen to you. I think they'd have to grow to love you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think the more they knew about you, the more they'd love you. Do you know what I mean?
I think so. Anyway, love at first sight hasn't happened with me and Tony.
Well, you don't know that. Just because he was busy with another table doesn't mean to say that he wasn't thinking of you all the time.
Ugh, he didn't look as if he was. He was all over them.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Ugh, who wants a man anyway? All a pain.
Oh, that's a dreadful thing to say. It's just a matter of finding the right one. I'm sure it will happen one day.
No, I think it's impossible. I don't think I'll ever meet anyone. Who out there would be right for me?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You were close to your husband, weren't you?
Yeah. Joe and I got on very well.
And you were married for ages, weren't you?
Yep. 35 years.
That's a long time. What was his job?
We had kennels. We both worked on it together. We were just outside of Newport going towards Ryde. At the most, we had about 15 dogs. Oh, it was so lovely. Yeah, it was good. I have very happy memories of that time.
Gosh, so you ran it together?
Yeah. We started it soon after we were married. Joe had some money when his mum died, and we used that to start up the business. We knew his mum would have been pleased with that. It was great.
Penny, I hope you don't mind me asking, but did you two separate?
No. No, we didn't separate. Joe died in a car crash. It was absolutely pouring down that night, and he lost control on a corner. He died instantly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, you must miss him.
I do miss him terribly. You see, I loved him so very, very much. I can't tell you how much I loved him. And now he's gone.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.